So we're going to recite some auspicious verses from Bhagavad Gita for Ayush. Ayush?
Ayush.
Okay, very nice. Ayush Das Prabhu. So this is from chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. We're going to cover the whole chapter. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Atha Panchadasho Jayaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Udvamulam Madashakam Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam Chandam siyasya parnani yastam veda sa veda vid adashtudva prasitashta sashaka guna pravidha vishaya plavaha adashtumulani anusantatani karmanu bhandini manushaloke Na rupam asyeha tato palabhyate nanto na chadi na cha sampritishta Ashvatamenam savarudamulam Asanga sastrena jridhena chitpa Tatha padam tat parimargitavyam Yasmingata na nivartande bhuyaha Tameva chadyam purusham papariyata praviti pashita purani nirmana moha jita sangadosha adyatna nitya vinivitta kama dvande vimukta sukaduka sangir gachanti mudha padama viyam tat Natad basayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka Yatgatva na nivartante Taddhama paramamama Mamevam sho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana Manasashtanji inchiyani Prakatishtani karshati shariram yad avapnoti yachchapi utkramati shvadaha grihetvaitani samyati vayur gandhani vashayat shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam evacha Adishtaya Manaschayan Vishayan Upasevate Utkramantam Stitam Vapi Bhunjanam Vagunan Vitan Vimuranan Upashanti Pashanti Yanachakshusha Yatanto yoginashchainam pashantyatma vashtatam Yatanto kritatmano nainam pashanti chetasaha Yaraditya gatam tejo jagat pasayate kilam Yachchandramasi yachchagno tatte jo vidimamakam gamma visha chabutani dairahamaham ojasha pushnami chashadi sarva samabhut parasatmakaha aham vaishnavanaro putpa praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvidam sarvascha chaham hridishan nivishto matasmitya jnanam apohanam cha videshta sarve raham bhavedyo vedantakit veda vedeva chaham dvayima purusho loke kshara eva cha sharak sarva bhutani kutakshara uchate utama purushashtvanya Paramatme tidashrita Yoloka chayama vishya Ya vivata abhi ishvaraha Yasmat sharama titoham Aksharat api chodatma Athosmi loke vidicha Prahita purushottama Yomameva samudho janati purushottama Sasarvavid bhajatemam Sarva bhavena bharata iti guyatamam sastram idam ukva mayanaga etat bhutva bhudiman shat krita kritascha bharata om tat sadeti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanasastra Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastra Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Purushottama Yoga Panchadashodhyayaha So that is chapter 15. Chapter 15 is entitled Purushottama Yoga, the Yoga of the Supreme Person. It is composed of 20 verses, and those 20 verses can be divided into four sections. And those four sections can be made into an acronym, H-O-M-E. And that, do you know what that spells? Home. So the first six verses discuss whether this world is a home or a hotel. What is the answer? Prabhuji. What's the answer? Is this material world, is it a home or a hotel? Yes. Very good. Because when you go to the hotel, do you repaint the walls? Do you retile the bathroom floor? And because you know, my stay here is very short. So I should not make permanent arrangements for a short-term stay. So he describes the material world like a giant banyan tree, but it is upside down, with its roots going up and branches going downward, saying it's an inverted reflection of the spiritual world. So it is not the pure thing. And one can rise from different branches, such as one can take birth in various species of life based on the gunas that he associates with. There's sattvashta jagan guna vrittishta aho gachanti tamasa. If you associate with the sattva gun, you may take birth as a devata, higher planets. If you associate with Rajagun, you may take birth in the human world, human species. Jaganagunag vitishta ho gachanti tamasa. And if you associate with tamas, mode of ignorance, you go down to lower species of life. So in this way, there's this great tree, and one has to cut their connection. Asanga, with the sastra, the ashtra of asanga, of detachment. And one has to become attached to the Supreme. Seek that source from whom everything comes. So the first letter, H, what's the next letter? What's the next letter? Oh, yes. So he begins, so he contrasts his world with the spiritual world, saying that place, my abode, is that place which there's no need for sunlight. Yara ditya gatam chejo. Jagat basayate kilam yach chandramasi, yach chagno, tatejo vidimamakam. No need for sunlight, moonlight, fire. That is your home, and once you return, you never have to come back. We never have to be in samsara. So he begins to explain O for over and over and on again. What is that? Samsara, reincarnation. So he says, my parts are called the jivas. Maivamsho jivaloke. Jiva bhuta ashnatanaha. And they're eternally my fragmental parts. And they are struggling in this world, karshati, for existence. Shariram yarvapnoti. They're giving up one body and accepting another body. Yet utkrami tishwaraha. Accepting one body, giving up another body. Grihitaitani samyati vayurukandanavashad. Just like the air is carrying a fragrance, the air carries particular aromas. So the subtle body, shukshma sharira, subtle body is carrying the soul, atma, from one body to another. So we have Ayush and Danisha. Danisha, what does air smell like? Does air smell like anything? No. Air itself does not have a smell. But then if the air goes over the flower, how does the air smell? Smells very sweet. And if the air goes by the toilet, it smells stinky. So air is itself neutral. So the soul is similar, pure, but it is associating with different gunas and is taking on different conceptions of life. Shrotram, chakshush, sparshanam cha, rasanam, grahanam evacha. Thus he gets a different type of nose, ear, tongue, eyes. All the group manaschayan around the mind. Vishayan, upasevate. And with these senses, again, he is looking for things to lord over. Something to try to control and enjoy. With it, he sees things as vishaya, objects of his enjoyment. Udkramantam stitam bhapi. So he is giving up the body. Bhunjanam, he is living in the body. And those who are foolish, they cannot see how this is taking place. So we have some young kids here. How are you? Old are you guys? Do you know?
He's nine.
Nine, okay. I have a 9-year-old too. And how old is this one? Eight. Okay, so we have a question for the 8-year-olds and the 9-year-olds. Both are 8. Okay. Are they twins? Oh, okay. So what is your name? Bharat?
Sparsh.
Sparsh. And? Tanushri?
Tavishi.
Is there a battery in the clock there? In that clock? up there. What do you think? Is there some kind of battery in there? Above the door, do you see the door? You see the clock? Is there a battery inside? Yes, good observation. And why do you think there's a battery inside? Can you see the battery? The clock. In the clock, can you see it? No, you can't see the battery. Yeah, you just saw the clock now. Now, do you think there's a battery inside? Tanshri, do you think there's a battery in that clock? And why do you think so? Because it is on? Because it's on? Okay, good, good observation. Now, do you think there's a soul in my body? And why do you think that? Because I'm alive. Conscious, just like the battery, it has electrical activities. So you know the clock has a battery. So you know the body has a soul when it's alive. So Krishna says that those who are foolish, they don't see the soul. Even if they see the symptoms. So in America, there's a lot of very foolish people, and they will say animals don't have a soul. Isn't that very foolish? And those people will kill animals or eat animals on the excuse that animals don't have a soul. But are animals alive? It's just like a battery. Now, isn't it true you can put batteries in different things? So you can put a battery in a clock. What else can you put a battery in? A smartphone? What else? Do you have any toys that use batteries? How about a flashlight? Do you have any flashlights that use batteries? Yes. How about a TV remote? Do you have any TV remotes that use batteries? Yeah. So all those things can use a battery, but they are totally different things. So all species of life, when they show life, we understand the soul is present. So Krishna continues, he says, Yatanto yoginas chayanam. Those who are endeavoring in spiritual life, they can see all this clearly. But those who are not practicing spiritual life, they cannot see, even if they try. So then is the next section of chapter 15. What is the next letter? Okay, and what is the word? Home. So H-O-M-E. So M is for verses 12 through 15. Verses 12 through 15, Krishna talks about how he is the maintainer of mind, body, and soul. So what are some things that the body needs to survive? Food and water and air. Now, Krishna says, "Yadaditikatam tejo," that the light of the sun, the light of moon and fire, that's my power. So, can you have food without sunlight? Even the moon is affecting the growth of vegetables. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita, but even Western scientists, they have understood this. And fire, you need fire to cook the food. Now, say you have the food, what else do you need to enjoy that food? Consciousness, and what else?
Taste,
what else? So you could have taste, but if there's something else you don't have, then you cannot enjoy the food. It is the very reason why we're doing a ceremony for this young boy. Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pachanam Chaturvidam. You need fire of digestion. So we're asking Krishna, kindly become the fire of digestion for Ayush. Ayush Prabhu is here. Ayush Das. He doesn't even need to get initiated. He already has the last name, Das. This is Bengali family, you have Das. Yeah, it's very nice. So, Krishna becomes the fire of digestion. So he's maintainer of mind, body and soul. So the next verse, he talks about the mind. He says, Sarvascha chaham Shridi sanivishto Matha smriti gyanam apohanam cha. And in the second half of the verse, he says, Vedeshcha sarvir aham bhavedyo vedantarkrit vedavit eva chaham. So this is for the mind, and the second half is for the soul. He says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So you couldn't operate in life. What if you did not know who you are? Or you didn't have any knowledge, you put your food in your ear? Or in your nose? No, it's got to go in the mouth. Hare Krishna! So you need knowledge, you need remembrance and forgetfulness. And then he says, by all the Vedas, this is for the soul, I am to be known. I am the author, the compiler of the Vedas, and the knower of Vedavit Eva Chaham. What's the last letter? What's the word? H-O-M-E. Four sections of chapter 15 are divided into the acronym H-O-M-E. First six verses are whether this world is a home or hotel. The next four verses are, next five verses are about over and over and on again, which is reincarnation, samsara. Then the next four verses about maintainer of mind, body and soul. And now we are on E, which is the essence. So Krishna says, there are two types of souls. Two types. What are those two types? Kshara and Akshara. The liberated and the conditioned. So what does it mean to be conditioned? So if we think, I am Indian, is that conditioned? Yes. If I think I am this body, then that is Maya. That is illusion. Because aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. But we think, I am this body. Like you're thinking, I am a boy. But you're not a boy. You are a spirit soul. You could be a raccoon in the spiritual world. Who knows what you may be there? You could be a man, you could be a lady, you could be a bird or a cow. You don't know what's your real identity. This body is just the car that we have right now. Like what color is your parents' car?
Gray.
Now, are your parents gray cars? Is your dad a gray car? No, he just drives it. So similarly, you're not a boy, you're just driving a boy body. You are the soul inside. Does that make any sense? All right. You're very smart. So, two types of souls, the conditioned and liberated. And those who are liberated, they live in the kingdom of God. And those who are conditioned, they live in this world. Now, are there any other types of persons? Is there another type of person out there? Tantri? Is there any other type of person out there? Other than the conditioned and the liberated? Who else is out there? Anybody? Okay, I'll recite the verse and listen to the words and see if you can tell me who is the other person that is out there. So, anye means other. Uttama purushas tvanya. Paramatmeti dahrita. Yo lokachayam avisha. Vibharti avya ishvaraha. So there's another person out there. And he is beyond even the liberated soul. He is the Uttama Purusha, the supreme person. He is Ishvar. He is not Atma, he is Param Atma. See, if you become liberated, you are still Atma. You cannot become Param Atma. So Krishna is distinguishing that God is actually beyond us. Sometimes some foolish persons, they will say, if you practice spiritual life, you become God. But here is God speaking, and he's saying, no, you can become liberated, but there is only the Supreme Person that position is already taken. You can't vote for it. You can't, have an election. Job is already taken. And what does he do? Yolokam chayam avisha, vibharta avishwar. He is the one who enters all the planets and maintains all beings. And similarly, many times such foolish persons will say that they are God. So you have to ask them, how many planets have you entered into? And how are you tell me exactly how you're maintaining all beings. Yasma charamatito ham akshara rabichodatma. Because I'm beyond the liberated condition, I am celebrated loke vedicha in the world. I am celebrated in the world and in the Vedas. Prahita Purushottama as that Supreme Person. Do you know that is a secret? It's an open secret. Anybody know that? It's a secret. Iti guhya, guhya means secret. Iti guhyatamam sastram. It is a great secret of the Vedas. 95% of Vedic literature is all about materialism. Karma kanda. You do this yajna, you do this sacrifice, you'll get some good money, you'll get a good house, the rain will come. All about materialism. 3% is about Jnana Kanda. 3%, how to get free from material bondage and achieve some type of spiritual liberation. And only 2% is about bhakti, and specifically pointing out one's relationship with Bhagavan. So if you understand this great secret, do you want to know that secret? You become fully wise and all your endeavors will know perfection. So that's our prayer and benediction to Ayush Das Prabhu, that he becomes fully wise and he will have all of his endeavors will know perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. So we'll do some chanting. Everyone can chant along. Does everybody know the Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, so you can repeat after me. Aham Vaishnavanavro, bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana pacha pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvedam aham vaishnavanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvedam aham vaishnavanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvedam.